Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Friday, June the 17th, 2022. I am Tungameli Nkomo. Tonight, we are continuing the conversation around the escalating political tensions and violence in Zimbabwe, following the kidnapping and alleged murder of CCC activist Mo Blessing Ali, whose mutilated body was recovered on Saturday from a well near the homestead of a suspected killer, Pansi Jamba. Jamba appeared in court today charged with murder. Also, the CCC says another activist, Edison Chinembiri, was murdered in Zengeza on Tuesday, following tensions at the funeral wake of Mo Blessing. In both tragic incidents, the opposition is blaming ZANU-PF, but the ruling party is pushing back, saying it had nothing to do with the killings. In fact, ZANU-PF says these were not politically motivated. And that's what the police are saying as well, at least in the Mo Blessing Ali case. Another CCC activist, Langelihle Dube, was killed in Bulawayo in a midnight home raid 2 weeks ago. And again, the police are saying no foul play. In Lupane, Matabelele North, the opposition also says an activist was abducted and tortured by ZANU-PF supporters working with the CIO on Wednesday, but they denied the allegations. In another development, CCC MPs Job Sikala and Godfrey Sithole were back in court for a bail hearing today, with prosecutors opposing their release. The two were arrested 2 weeks ago, 2 days ago, rather, accused of inciting public violence in Nyatsime, in which police say more than 20 homes were destroyed. The two deny the charges. And the question we are asking tonight is, are we as a country descending into political violence ahead of the 2023 general elections? Are we on a slippery slope? Lingabalichona njani kwa zwae vatereri kusangana ukumoshirongwa chenyu. Nasi itiriku kurukura ne nyaya ye mirishonga kana kuti political violence. Iyo ya funya chisero munyika takaona pachi uraiwa nengo ye CCC Mo Blessing Ali ne anofungidzirwa kuti inengo ye ZANU-PF Pansi Jamba uyo akasungwa nezuro uyezve amiswa pamberi pedare ramagistrate nasi achipomerwa mhosva yekuuraya. Asi vezanu-PF vari kuramba kuti Jamba inhengo yavo, uye vari kuti kuurawa kwaMo Blessing hakunei nekuita nenyadzi zvematongero enyika. Izvo zviri kutaurawo nemapurisa. Asi veCCC vari kudzika madziro vari kuti haiwa, ZANU-PF nemapurisa vari kutiza chokwadi. Chokwadi chiripo apa, according to the CCC, ndechekuti this was a politically motivated killing. Vari kuti zveve CCC pane nhengo yavo yakaurayiwa nemusi wechipiri, Edison Chinembiri kuZengeza uko, mushure mebata murefu bata mufupi akaitika kwa Mo Blessing Ali, apo kwakanga kwakaungana vanhu vachichema nemhuri yake. Saka mubvunzo atiri kubvunza nhasi ndewekuti inyika yatanga here uku kwa kutanga kwe mirishonga ire sezo ta kunanga kusarudzo za 2023 ilo utaba isi ngalo zihlobo esandegala msa utaba lotla gela esbona ngani solu jontobala elizweni umbuzo omkhulu ungokuthi lungaba solu kalile yini udlame njengoba sibhekane lokhetho luka 2023 nje siyazi esikhathini esinengi nxa kulokhetho eZimbabwe kuvame ukuba lohlakela olunengi abanengi lizakhumbula ukuthi kubulawe ilunga le Triple C uMo Blessing Ali ebulawa ngumsolwa onakanelwa ukuthi nguye mpela owathatha umphefumulo wakhe uJamba igama lakhe kungupayasi yena obotshwe izolo abe-Triple C bathi uMo Blessing ubulewe ngezizathu zombusazwe kodwa abezanu-PF bathi kabalani lalesi sehlakalo bayakulandula njalo ukuthi baba lesandla ekubulaweni kwelinye ilunga njalo le-Triple C u-Edson Chinembiri obikwa ebulewe ezengeza ngolwesibili ebusuku kulandela ukugijimisana ukwaba khona esililweni sikaJamba lapho abezanu-PF ababikwa babuya baxotsha abantu bathi bayekhalela kathana hathi enyathimbe yilo udaba esingalo lamhlanje sihlobo esithandekayo sile ngcwethi kwezombusazwe kanye lani balaleli siza kuba sithatha incingo zenu sisizwa imbono yenu abezanu-PF abe-Triple C labamanye amabandla kasi soze sibe labo lamhlanje ngoba iside isikhathi sikhuluma labo lamhlanje sifuna ukuzwa kungcwethi kundaba zombusazwe kanye lakini balaleli ukuthi lilubona njani udaba lodlakela lolu and joining us tonight our first guest is Professor Ricky Munyarazi Mukonza. Professor, good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Tungameli. Good evening to your listeners.
Thank you so very much for joining us. The question on many people's mind is this an escalation and how do we de-escalate?
My view is that indeed we are seeing an escalation of violence in the run-up to the 2023 elections. We know for a fact that the ruling party, ZANU-PF, has a history of using violence as a method of, ensuring that it remains in power. This we should trace it back to the pre-independence period during the liberation struggle. When ZANU-PF got into power, it did not change its tactics. It used violence. We know of the Gukurahundi incidences. We know of the subsequent elections when MDC was formed in 2000. We know how violence was used to fight political battles. We know in 2008 how violence was used. Particularly in the run-up elections that we had in 2008 June, we also know that the transfer of power from President Mugabe to President Mnangagwa was not done peacefully. There was violence. Professor Jonathan Moyo articulated as one of the participants in that transition, articulated how violence was used in that incident. So we are beginning to see traces again of the use of violence in trying to settle a political contest. So my prediction is that we are going to see more of these. And you see, Tungameli, my worry is if it's happening in the urban areas like this, how much more should we expect in the rural areas?
And that's an important question there, Professor. And what exactly should be done? I saw a statement from the churches the other day calling on the Human Rights Commission and the Peace and Reconciliation Commission, calling on them to get involved and intervene because they are warning that the country might descend into a very dangerous situation.
Indeed, the country is descending into a dangerous situation, but I don't want to sound pessimistic, Tungamili, but nothing can stop ZANU-PF from using violence. We have seen how even international pressure has not stopped the ZANU-PF from using violence. And I don't see them stopping using it now. Even if the churches were to intervene, even if all the civic society bodies were to intervene, I don't see, because, you know, what makes ZANU-PF, you know, cling on to violence as a tool in these political contests is that it knows that without the use of violence, it will not win elections. So to tell them not to use violence is tantamount to telling them to say go into an election where you are likely to lose. I think it's also difficult on their part to let go of the use of violence.
Prof, I know in a situation like this, the biggest victim, of course, people have died, people die, but another victim, we have seen the police denying Kutipane political motive, we have seen ZANU-PF denying. And when coming to the circumstances the Mhiri Shonga yakaitika musiwe Chipiri iyo yakaita kuti kuzosungwa vachopsikala navasitole vezanupf vari kuti vanhu vakapisa imba yenhengo yavo ndeve triple C uyezve vakazopaza dzimwe dzimba zvakare zvinodarika 20 here sekutaura kwemapurisa. Saka, who is telling the truth here? Because where ZANU-PF vari kuti dzimba dzakapazwa neve triple C, ve triple C vari kuti dzimba dzakapazwa neve ZANU-PF.
Tine dambudziko ipapo mukomana Tungamili. Dambudziko guru rekuti vanhu ve ZANU-PF kubva tichitanga kuita zvekuongorora zvematongerwo enyika handisati ndambonzwawo pavanoti paitika mhirizhonga voti aiwa apa tisu takonzeresa uye tine urombo nezvaitika. Handisati ndambonzwa vachidaro, asi mhirizhonga inenge yaitika, ende mhirizhonga tinenge tatoona kuti munhu wese anenge aona kuti vanenge vakonzeresa mhirizhonga apa ndeve ZANU-PF, uye tinotarisawo vari kusuffer the most vanenge vari veopposition. Saka handifungoti veopposition vangaite zvinhu zvinoita kuti nhengo dzavo dzikuware, nhengo dzavo dzife. Saka kunyange zvigunwe zvese zvakanongedzera kubato riri kutonga, asi nokuda kwekuti ivo ndo vakabata mapurisa, ndo vakabata nepfenyuro inotepfenyura kuruzhinji, ndo vakabata zvizhinji zvinoita kuti vanhu vanzwe nyaya kuti nyaya ipi, panogumisira poita sekunge pane makwikwi yatikati muchirungu ya contested narrative, makwikwi ekuti saka chokwadi ndechipi. Asi regai nditaure ndichidaiwo so, izvizvi zviri kuitika hazvivake nyika, nekuti nyika inovakwa kana vanhu vanenge varipo vari mukati mezvematongo venyika vachigona kumira pachokwadi pane zvinenge zvaitika. Kana pakanganisika vanhu voti aiwa pane zvakanganisika zvinoda kuti zvigadziriswe. Asi pakaitika izvozvo zvatiri kuona zvekuti pakanganisika zveshuwa pane mumwe atorasikirwa neupenyu. Infact ndofuka pakutanga kwechirongwa matudza vakawanda varasikirwa neupenyu. Asi pongoramba pachingonzi VCCC ndo vakatokonzeresa, handifungi kuti zvinhu zvinovakanyika izvozvo.
Thank you there, Professor Mukonza. Please do stay on the line. As I bring in my good friend Difa Duve, he's a social commentator as well as a political analyst. Mwane duwa kwa chini?
Na mwane duwa kwa chini?
Ai, tomuka mwane kunchani kuhangwe kazi kutu.
Ai, hangwe kazi kutu na kutopisa kufiwa, tona titoka mbehuano wa halilika.
Ewa, lume. Ai, nangena utopisa kubula ya musi.
Ai, nasi tona nati heat wave, 30 degrees. Ai, this is horrible.
Ewa, lume. Alright, mwane du, haingine mukaniata ilanda nasi. Vaba Duve siyabona udlakela lapha elizweni kundaba zombusazwe kubulawe uphaya uMoblessing Ali ilunga le TCCC. Leli bandla lithi kubulawe njalo elinye ilunga lalo uEdson Chinembiri ezengeza ngolwesibili. Ngolwesibili njalo kube lodlakela kwatshiswa izindlu. Abezano bathi ngabe TCCC, abe TCCC bathi ngabezano. Sibone njalo sokubotshwa amalunga eParliament awe TCCC. Usikhala lo Sithole abamiswe enkantolo namuhla. Ungathini kahle kahle ngalolu dlame ngoba kulokwesabela lapha kwabanye ukuthi ilizwe lingaba selingena esimeni esibi impela sodlakela kuyiwa kukhetho luka-2023.
Kulusizi kakhulu baba uNkomo ukubona ilizwe lakithi leZimbabwe lisesimeni esifana lasena lesi esikhuluma ngaso namhlanje. Into enzima kakhulu ngelizwe lethu ukuthi oqala ngabe siyilizwe leZimbabwe bekufanele ukuthi ngabe sike sizikhangele sibone ukuthi kathesi siphezulu kwezimo ezihlukeneyo ezihlanganela ama-sanctions, ezihlanganela lani, ezihlanganela lokhu. Kukhulunywa nje kabi even into lakusadag region yethu, amanye amazwe ehleli lakusadag laphana abasikhangeli kahle kulezinto eziningi. Yingakho sesibona ukuthi kathesi abantu beZimbabwe bayaxotshwa kulezinto ezifana labodutula lani, konke khona lokhu kwenziwa ngenxa yokuthi isimo esikhangelana naso thina singabantu beZimbabwe, isimo asikho sihle kahle. Okuyinto ukuthi eqakatheke kakhulu ngalesi sikhathi kudingakala ubumbano, kudingakala ukubambana kwabantu, kudingakala ukuthi ilizwe lelelisi ukuthi libe lomhlahlandlela, libe nendlela yinye ekhangele phambili isiya ekuthuleni. Ngakathesi sikhangela ukuthi siya umnyaka ozayo kuya kulokhetho. Andivala ukuthi kufike ke nolukhetho kungakusho kuqalise kathesi ukuthi sibone kusiba lempawu zodlame ezinkulu kangaka, kutshengisela sobala ukuthi okusho ukuthi mhlawumbe ngaleso sikhathi sokhetho isimo sizabe sizadlulela kuloko ngamandla amakhulu kakhulu. Abaphathi noma ngithi omongameli bamabandla kudingakala ukuthi abake benze izinto ngeqiniso, njalo abake benze babe ngumzekeliso okwenza ukuthi abantu bayenelise ukubona, njalo abantu bayenelise ukufunda kibo ezinto abangesithi bayazenza noma izinto abazikhulumayo. Ngoba nxa sikhangela kathesi abanye ukuthi kuyabe kuqhutshekwa omunye ukhomba omunye ngomunye sithi hatshi ayisini ngulo, hatshi ayisini ngulo, akusoze kwasisa ndawo. Nxa sike sikhangela amazwe afana namazwe afana laboKenya, ngamazwe angama-examples amazwe afana laboSouth Africa, nxa kuyiwa kuma-elections abantu akula ama-discourse afana lana la ukuthi sigcina sesibona sekuyisambukampunzana, abantu bebulalana, abantu sekusiba lodlame olukhulu kangaka. Kanti asifundi ngani singabantu beZimbabwe ukuthi lathi ukhetho nxa lulukhetho ngolwabantu beZimbabwe? Umuntu nxa engumuntu eZimbabwe uvumelekile ukuthi athathe idecision yokuthi noma ufuna ukuthi avotele liphi iqembu, ule right yokukwenza kona lokhu ngenxa yokuthi uyi citizen yalelo lizwe leZimbabwe as umuntu eyi citizen elizwe ule right to agree or to disagree even la umthetho ayabusizwa kona lapho ayisilocala kodwa imvumo yakhe engumntwana welizwe ukuthi ufanele akwenze kona lokho so engingaboni ukuthi kungabe kulesidingo esikhulu kangaka esikaze senze ukuthi sicele sesibona sesifa lomvukela ongaka abantu sebelimazana abantu bebulalana nje sesenze ukuthi abantu abantu bebulalana sekusala abantwana bezintandane sekusala abantwana bengasela bazali ngento ekuthi into elula engagwenywa into eyenziwa yithi thina singabantu ukuthi kube ukuthi ekugcineni ugcina sokuswa lokubulalana nokunje uhulumende onguye oyiphethe esidukwini akazama ukuthi aphindezele indlela ayenza ngayo izinto ukuthi kwenelisa ukuthi kukhuzwe umkhosi lo usenzakala ngoba the more masivumela izinto ezinje ukuthi i-violence ilokhu iqhubekela phambili njalo abaphathi noma abaholi bamaqembu bengatshengisi ukuthi ukubambana ngesikhathi sokuthi kuyiwa kukhethwa kanje njalo bengakhuzi imihlolo yabo isenzakala kuyabe kutshengisela ukuthi ilizwe liba divided more kutshengisela okutsho ukuthi kuleta more problems elizweni lethu ngoba ama-problems esenzayo lawo even nxa singakhangela sithe political violence ilengabe izagcinaisenza eyabe izagcina isenza ukuthi ilizwe lethu lingabi esimeni sesihle ikakhulukazi nxa sesibona even nxa kungabe labanye abantu ama-investors abafuna ukubuya elizweni lethu ngabe bona izinto ezinje senzakala akula muntu ozafisa ukuthi abuye elizweni elinjalo
ucingo lwakho belunganiso luquma dube kodwa siqhubeke khonapho ukhuluma ngabaphathi ukuthi kuqakathekile ukuthi bakhuze abasekeli babo kodwa sesizwile esikhathini esinengi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esithi abantu kabahlalisane kabatshiyane lodlakela sesimzwile layo itshamisa esikhathini esinengi ekhuza esithi ibandla lakhe ngelokuthula ngakho abasekeli bakhe akumelanga baphatheke kundaba zodlakela kuyini abanye abangakwenza abaphathi ngaphandle kokukhuza nje
ngaphandle kokukhuza okokuqala babunkomo ilizwe nelizwe lilomthetho njengoba lilomthetho e-policing law umthetho obopha ubugebenga owenzakalayo elizweni umthetho obopha ubudlova obekukhona busenzakala elizweni umthetho lo awusebenzi ngokuqala lokho owesibili ngike ngakhuluma ngathi asifundeni entweni eyenzakala elizweni efana ne-Kenya okokuthi kuba kuhle kakhulu ukuthi noma bekhuza kanje labo abake babe ndawonye bake batshengisele i-solidarity ukuthi yes bangamazimbabweni with different political affiliations kodwa-ke bengamazimbabweni bengama-political minds ahlukeneyo kodwa abake behlangane okuyabe kuzamanyanisa abantu okuyabe kuzakwenza ukuthi abantu babe lomtshela ndawonye iloba loba belama-political views ahlukeneyo noma belama-political parties ahlukeneyo kodwa-ke kuzakwenza ukuthi abantu bayenelise ukubona ukuthi lapha kule solidarity but as long as nxa kuloko kuqhubekela phambili kuloko kukhulunywa kuphela kungela abakutshengisayo ukuthi bona babambene bona bamanyene udlame luzaqhubekela phambili kodwa ukubambana kwabo kuzabe yinto enkulu kakhulu eyabiza kwenza ukuthi abantu babone ukuqakatheka kokuthi ukubambana kuyinto ekade kwenzakanani kodwa as long as lawo umunye ekhuluma ele yedwa kuyabe kungatshengiseli i-solidification ebanothi bekhona phakathi kwesizwe sethu so-ke kuyadingakala kakhulu ukuthi abantu nxa bengabona abakhokheli besenza njalo kuyapholisa kakhulu inhliziyo zabantu njalo lokuqhubeka kukhonjalwa ngomunye omunye esithi le omunye esithi lo kuzakwenza ukuthi ukhombana nomunye lokana lakho kukwehle kwesezingeni eliphansi
siyabonga baba Dube qhubeka usecingweni kwabasanda kusixhuma singumsakazo weStudio 7 nanjalo sikuhlelo lwe-Live Talk isiqokoqela salamhlanje ludaba lodlakela olukhanya soludlondlobala elizweni kulandela ukubulawa kwelunga le-TRCC uMo Blessing Ali abaningi besabela ukuthi lokhu kungaba kukhomba ukuthi hayi kukhetho luka-2023 kuza kuba kubi kakhulu siqhubekeke ngengxoxo yethu lamhlanje ndizokere kuna Professor Ricky Munyaradzi mukonza emanzwa prof ndichivunza vadhuve kuti tinombonzwa va mutungamiri wenyika vamunangagwa vachishora mirishonga uyezve vachikurudzira vanhu kuti vagare murunyararo uyezve vagarisane zvisinei nekuti munhu ndewe ZANU-PF kana ndewe Triple C kana ndewe ZAPU. Vachamisa takavanzwawo nemusi wechipiri vachitaura kwaMoblessing Aluko vachiti aiwa bato rangu ibato rerunyararo hatidi zvemhirizhonga. And we have seen this over and over again. Vatungamiriri vemapato akasiyana-siyana vachishora mhirizhonga asi inoramba ichingoitika. Pogadzirwa sei ipapo?
Ichokwadi ichocho vankomo kuti tinonzwa vatungamiri vachitaura nerumwe rutivi asi vateedzeri vavo vachiita neimwe nzira isiri yataurwa nevatungamiri. Ini chandofunga kuti chinga dambudziko guru guru nderekuti vatungamiri vedu vanenge vanotaura pajekerere zvakasiyana nezvavanotaura muchivanze. In other words, we have leaders who say the good things in public, but when they go into their closets with their followers and with their their other junior leaders, they speak a different language. Somebody once said, particularly with ZANU-PF leaders, they use what is called an indicate left and turn right approach, where what they say in the public and what they do in practical terms are different. I'm singling out ZANU-PF because ZANU-PF controls all the levers of the state apparatus. They control the police, they control the army, they control the intelligence, and if they really want peace in Zimbabwe, peace will prevail. But we know that, as I've said earlier on, that a peaceful election, an election where people will be allowed to express their choices without intimidation, is not likely to lead to a ZANU-PF victory. And I'm sure in their heart of hearts, they know that truth. So they speak well because they know the international community will be watching. They also know that because of the social media, any talk of violence is likely to be captured and is likely to be shown to the world. So they will say, no, we don't want violence. We want people to live in peace. But when it comes to what obtains on the ground, it will be something else. Because what they will be telling their followers and their other leaders will be different from what they say in the public. Until such a point that our leaders, political leaders in Zimbabwe, are truthful and honest about this issue of non-violence, we are not going to be seeing any peace. We are going to see an escalation of violence in the country, particularly when we get closer to election days. Leaders need to be truthful. Leaders need to say what they say in public, they also say it in private when they meet their supporters. That's the only way in which we can have peaceful situation. And also what has been suggested by my brother is also something that can also help, where President Mnangagwa and President Chamisa come together on a public platform and speak with one voice on issues of violence. I think that would also help.
Are these red flags, Professor, that the African Union and SADC must be taking seriously? And if so, what exactly can the two bodies do?
Indeed, there are red flags that right now, and the continental bodies such as SADC and the African Union should take note of, because you see, what surprises me is that these continental and regional bodies, they only wait until there's a catastrophe, until you have hundreds and hundreds of people dying. That's when they begin to speak. But when there's a single person or a few people dying, they continue to be silent. Yet these are telltale signs that must say if the situation is not attended to, we are likely to have an escalation towards the elections. What I think should be done is, I think particularly SADC, because Zimbabwe falls within the SADC region, SADC needs to be proactive and begin to speak against what is currently happening. The tensions that we can see over the past few days are not good signs for peace, are not good signs for an environment that where people can hold elections freely, without fear, because you see what I picked in the Zimbabwean situation, Mr. Nkomo, is that you see ZANU-PF will just do these seemingly small violent acts, but remember the psyche of the Zimbabwean people is such that they quickly remember what happened, for example, in 2008, and they begin to shy away from engaging in political activities. So even if it's one person that may have died, but it brings in memories that make people fear to engage in political activities. So SADC must be awake to this reality that we find in one of its member countries.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there, Prof. And please do stay on the line. Ngingaka penduki kuwe baba tuve kahle ngithathabalaleli lapha. Silo mlalele cingweni. Kunjani mlaleli?
Hi Shapira. Ngiyabona nje ngathi uyathintalana bekwazi ukuthi
All right, Baba. Sikhuluma ngodaba lodlakela lamhlanje, ukufuthelana konke okuselizweni. Ungathini ngokwenzakalayo?
Ya, into yobuhlungu lana esibhekane nayo ukuthi into zonke lezi ezenzakalayo akungeke sikufihle njalo. Leli bandla leli elibusayo yile likwenza konke lokhu kubulawa ngabantu lokho ngesisuku. Njalo kubuhlungu ithi ngoba siyakubona konke lokhu. Akekho umuntu ophakamayo, akekho umuntu okhulumayo osthi kubulawe opposition. Njalo into ekhona ukuthi esinawo ebe ne-strategy. Ingahlali nje kube isililo nje kuphela ngoba i-government le yiyo ekwenzayo. Minister of Police uzijulela akakhulumi lutho. Ubuhlungu kakhulu lokhu kwenzakala. Akekho umuntu ophakamayo okhulumayo ukuthi hayi sesistop this thing. Kumele bazijikane nama-elections kusazofa abantu vele kusazofa abantu basingazange kwaba nomnyakazo omunye ongcono owenzakalayo.
Kungaba ngomnyakazo bani lo?
Umnyakazo okhona i-opposition nayo kumele ibe nabantu khona bami kumele ibala abantu babo abalodlala okungahlali kube kukhala kwabo khona
Hayi mlaleli, so nxa uzokhuthaza ukuthi laba be-opposition baphindisele ilizwe kuyazokuvuka impi phela lapho, into ezingayikhuthaziyo.
Kuvele kuyaliwa, kuvele kuyimpi ngoba masibhekane nama-elections kubuyela abantu abaphambili, so kumele kuhlala ugogo izandla nje uthule izizwe bona ukuyibuka phethe isikhalo esizima baba akwazi ukuthi namhlanje balandu bani namhlanje balandu bani wonke futhi sophakamayo kumele landwe uzogelela kuthi lokho kuthi
Hayi siyabonga mlaleli ngokungena kuhlelo though singayikhuthaza indaba yodlame siyabonga kakhulu
Hayi siyabonga ujamela okhulumayo siyabonga kakhulu
Le mzile umlaleli lapho umzile umlaleli Dube ukhuluma kumbe ngase ngithatha omunye njalo umlaleli lapha emtereri tinoku gamshira mshirongo
Mkatumishauno.
Ayo atinofara kana muchifara huu. Tukutaura nani hapa?
Tinofara lutu. Mutana mfute Big Joe.
Mfundisi Big Joe. Matibata muri kupi?
Tile uno kunze Queenstown mfundisi Big Joe.
Alright. Itipe wafukwa zenyu mfundisi. Muri kuzhona sei zviriku itika uZimbabwe.
Hii. Zvinotirwadza. Ndimukomatanona kawande nai?
Ayo andiva nkomo. Vawa ndimukoma wangu.
Ah, mkoma wante, mulise mkoma wanto, mkoma wante mulise.
Ndati, ndinoitwa wanko mo, mkoma wande, imkoma wangu, wa wande mkoma wangu, asi yari pachirongo andi wanko.
Mkoma wanko mo, mulise mkoma wanko mo, ayu watilufara kutuwa ni mkoma wanko mo, ezi nuti nguwaza hapo kuzirikuwa njika Zimbabwe, nuti nguwaza ama ningi mkoma wanko mo.
Saka yope zwasei mirichongacho nekuti truko na we zanu PF wari kutindewe triple C. We triple C wari kutindewe zanu PF.
Ayo wari kuita wonteri zisei mkuma nkomo ndewe triple C. Ndewe zanu PF. Keni zanu PF kwa nashungwa chaezozu wari mbocho la kutindewe triple C wari kutazozu. Asi wari we zanu PF bacho wari kutazozu.
Saka yope zwasei mirichongacho.
Iri kupezwa 2023 munhu wese kuvota 2023 munhu singa vota triple C. Triple C ndiyo ichasunungura nyika yeZimbabwe. Kuti ndi new Zimbabwe triple C. Triple C ndiyo chaipa nyika yeZimbabwe rusunungukoro rwakaperera kumunhu wese ari mukati menyika yeZimbabwe mukoma ngoma.
Aiwa tinotenga mfundisi Big Joe nekupinda muchirongwa.
Tiroti triple C ndiyo nechimuti. Zari PF ya perirwa, zari PF afana waru, nguwa ya itineza waru nguwana, zwana smithi waya waya waya. Mjuhu nguwa ya fana nilu kwa ne zari PF ya perirwa. Shika tukuta wajichiti susu, 2023 munuwezi nga afote, asaru ze kustonga kwa kapele ya kusina uzwa njiri. Hata ni mfundi sipikichu, aremuno mbunuwe Queenstown, dupi nilipana hapa.
Aiwa, tinotenda mfundisi nekupinda muchirongwa.
Tinotenda mukoma nkoma, tinotenda mwene zuwa rakanaka mukoma nkomo.
Mwene zuwa rakanaka.
Yaita kusitonga kuzere, pari zuna nyika irikufana senyika irikukati merogo rwarungu neudza irikukati menyika yeZimbabwe.
Aiwa, tinotenda. Tinotenda zvikuru mfundisi Big Joe uyakhuluma lapho mnumzana Dube bayakhuluma balaleli lapha kukhulume umlaleli wakuqala mbona umzwile utabe triple C labo kababe leqembe elizaphindisela ngohlakela okuyinto esingayikhuthaziyo khonapha kwistudio 7 ngoba udlakela wetha ngolokuphindisela kumbe ngolwama-aggressors asilukhuthazi thina sikhuthaza ukuthula ungathini ubazwile abalaleli ungathini ngaba ukhulumayo
abalaleli ngibazwile babunkomo kodwa-ke esingakutsho ukuthi njengoba dlakela asilugqugquzele njengoba singaluqhuqhuzeli udlakela ukuthi bezondile abantu bengazonda ngabonkomo bayakhuluma nanoma yikuyini sebefisa ukuthi bakhulume okuyinto ukuthi kodwa-ke njengoba sitho ukuthi udlakela into engalunganga ngoba noma sithi siyakhangela ilizwe lethu leZimbabwe ilizwe already eliguqwe ngamadolo elidinga
i-connection yethu lapho Dube inethiwekhi iyahlupha sakuzwa kuhle angazi kumbe ungazama ukumuva lapho khona kwenye indawo we are having
izinto ezidinga kakhulu phezulu kwalo ingakho abantu kufanele sizakhulu phakathi ngoba udlame uyashupa.
We are having sound issues lobabudube lapho kodwa sizazama ukuchumana la njalo. Ndizoke kwa muri prof Manza ba tereri bari kutaura pane mumwe ari kuti ve triple C ngava iteo zve mirishonga chinova chinhu chatisingakurudziri pano pa studio 7.
Hongunda ndamunzwa mutereri iye ishungu dzinoita kuti vatereri vataure nenzira iyoyo. Nekuti vari kuona zviri kuitika uye vachinzwa kurwadziwa sekutaura kwandaita pane dzimwe nguva zvinotongooneka kuti mirizhonga iri kubva kutivi rezanupf ndo iri kuita kana kuti iri kukonzereswa nebazi rimwe rehurumende ende hurumende iripo iri kutonga nezanupf saka vateereri vanenge vachiona vachinzwa kurwadziwa ndo saka vachizounza pfungwa dzakaita saidzodzo pachirongwa asi sekutaura kwamaita miri kuti tikurudzire vetriple C kuti vadzosere zvakaoma nokuda kwekuti ano akabata mapurisa pari zvino hurumende iri hurumende yezanupf ano akabata masoja ihurumende zvakare iri hurumende yezanupf akabata vasori yangati pachirungu intelligence ihurumende iri hurumende yezanupf saka tikada kuti vetriple C ngavaite zvekudzosera vaitewo twavo tumabato tunorwisa tinoziva zvinoitika nhoroondo yenyika yezimbabwe inotiudza kuti chii chinoitika kana mukangoda kuita semunodzosera vezanupf vanobva vawana pekuwanda napo chaipo vobva vatowedzera zvonzi aiwa ndovakatitanga takaona zvakaitika kuchitungwiza iwo mazuva apfuura kuti tingati hedu hasva zvanyatsobuda pachena kuti akanyatsopisa ndeupi asi tinotoona kuti raakumhanywa naro nezanupf nderekuti vetriple C ndo vari kukonzera mhirizhonga saka izvozvo zvinosiya bato retriple C riri parumananzombe ngapatsvagwe dzimwe nzira dzekungoramba tichitseketudza vachingotseketudza kusvika vawana kuti dariro kana playing field yaita level kana haisina violence.
Aiwa tinotenda prof let me bring in ubabu Dube njalo ngiyazi Dube usemgwaqweni lapho I'm sure yikho i-network ingani iyaxeka ubusakhuluma kodwa ngilombuzo lapho ngingawubuza ubabu Mkonza ukuthi i-AU lesadaki zilomlandu bani kukho konke okwenza okwenzakala eZimbabwe zingenzani kahle kahle
i-AU babunkomo lesadake ngabazali bawo wonke amazwe wonke amazwe ase-Afrika la wonke amazwe asesadake isadake ingumama noma ngithi ingubaba wethu sonke esikusadak region i-AU ingubaba wethu sonke i-Afrika yonke kuqakathekile ukuthi indlela abafanele ukuthi baphathe ngayo izinto itshengiseleke ekakhulu nxa ukuthi izinto ngaba zinzima njengesimo ilizwe lezimbabwe eselifuna ukuthi lingathi liyacwila kiso isimo esingekho sihle isimo sokubona kusiba labantu ababulalanayo bebulalelana ngokungavumelani kwezopolitiki umsebenzi we-AU ngeyokuthi ihlale phansi ibe iyenelise ukuthola indlela engaqondisa zonke lezi zigwegwe ukuthi abantu bengaphilisana njani kuhle kungela ndlela yokuthi babulalane abantu ngokufana lesadaki isadaki yona isenza umsebenzi ofanayo kodwa-ke yona layo ingaphansi kwe-AU kodwa-ke isadaki ilamandla amaningi kakhulu njalo nxa sesibuya emazweni la amalutshana angaphansi kogatsha lwesadaki ukuthi iyenelisa ukuthi izinto ezifana lazona lezi bathumele i-delegation yabo ukuthi ayihambe iyehlala phansi iyexoxisana labo ngoba into ekona yokuthi be problem ekona kuza eyabi khona eZimbabwe njengoba iZimbabwe lililizwe elikona kuSouth Africa iya affecta amanye amazwe la khona kuSouth Africa ngoba nxa ukuthi isimo singahlanisekanga kule Zimbabwe abantu bayabaleka bahamba bayaphephela kwamanye amazwe afana naboBotswana ale economy mhlambe engathi yandlondlobala ngcono okanye sokuyinto eyabe sifaka isisindo noma eyabe sifaka ubunzima kulelo lizwe yingakho kuqakathekile ukuthi iSouth Africa ayisukume nxa ibona ukuthi izinto ziyonakala abasukume bengaze belinde ukuthi kuze kube yimpi esifuna sesibona sekuyi-Ukraine laboRussia sekuyimpi enzima kanjalo ukuthi lapho bazaqala khona ukuthi bangenele bakwenze kube umlando ngaleso sikhathi kodwa-ke ukuthi babe ngumlamulankunzi ngaso sala lesi sikhathi izinto zasenje ngoba already njengoba sikhuluma senje akufanelanga ukuthi abantu bayafa befera izinto zepolitiki i-AU leSouth Africa ayithathe indima yayo eyiyo eyaqotshelwa yona bona ukuthi izinto ezenzakalayo within the South Africa region zihamba ngendlela eqondileyo izinto ezenzakala within i-African Union i-Africa yonke zihamba ngendlela eqondileyo njalo so abakwenzi njengalokhu abavela bakuvumelana nxa besetapha analama organizations ukuthi aza kwenzani njalo aza kuncedisa ngaphi ukwenze ukuthi i-Africa noma i-South Africa region ibe lokuthula ngoba sizafakwa kungezizathu zokuthi kufunakala ukuthula within our region so kodwa-ke nxa kuukuthi ukuthula kokhona bebona ukuthi nangu kuyonakala ukuthi abasakwenzi kuyaba sekuyinto ehlasimlisa umzimba kakhulu ngoba asazi ukuthi bazajika kusasa bazathi bangabazali abanjani banama-guidance anjani awe-region athi nxa bebona kusonakala bavele nje bathatha ikhanda balifake phansi kokhwapha ngathi engathi ngufuthu okuyinto engalunganga okuyinto embi kakhulu into efunakala kufunakala ukuthula kufunakala ukuthi njalo bakwenze kube yinto engena ezinhliziyweni zabantu abantu bakuzwisise ukuthi ukungavumelani ngezopolitiki akulona icala noma ningabe ungubhuti nomnawake ukungavumelani ngezopolitiki akulona icala abantu abakufake ezinhliziyweni zabo lokuyana nxa kunje babunkomoni ungumakhelwane wami mina nxa sesivuka sicabanele kwezepolitiki kuzasizani ngoba kusasa ma ngivuka mina angisakhulumisi wena uzangikhulumisi sicabana ngenxa yokuthi sizonayo ngenxa yokuthi wena usapota lephi iqembu mina ngisapota lephi iqembu okucina kusenza ukuthi kube nodlame phakathi kwethu kucina sesibulalana kodwa-ke kusasa nxa usiba lohlupho ubuya njalo kimi ngingumakhelwane wakho uzothi hawu oba dube ngicela unikisa kude baba dube ngicela ungibambe ngalokhu nalokho kodwa-ke nxa kukuthi singakwanisi ukuthi lezi nto lezi zizigweme kusase masinyane kanje kuza kwenza ukuthi uhlale sonke isikhathi uhlupha kodwa-ke iSouth Africa ayisukume yenze umsebenzi wayo ngendlela efaneleyo iSouth Africa ayisukume itshengisele ubuholi bayo within iSouth Africa region yethu
aha siyabonga lapho Dube siyazi kulombuthano lo abathi ngowe Pollard lapho uMongameli Mnangagwa ahlangana khona labamabandla amancane aphikisayo wona lo mbuthano kule ndimo ongayidlala yini kudaba lodlakela lolo kumbe yinto nje njengoba sibona ihlalisolwa ngabaningi ukuthi ngokunguma istandari nje sabunja izanu PF isenzela ukuthi ithole ilegitimacy abantu babona ngani yakhulumisana laba mabandla aphikisayo
Pollard under normal circumstances babunkomo bekufanele ukuthi kube kuwukuthi kathesi njengoba sikhuluma kanje kube kuwukuthi asikhulumi ngisho langeSouth Africa ngabe asikhulumi ngisho even ngokuthi kufanele ukuthi kuyiwe la ku-AU bekufanele ukuthi thina nje singabantu beZimbabwe even njengoba kuyi-organization ye-Pollard kanje eyabe ihlanganyela amanye ama-political players kiyo bekufanele ukuthi ngabe siyenelisa ukuthi sizilungise sisodwa kungaze kudinga ukuthi siye kumakhelwane size siyedinga ukuthi bayesilamula kukanti thina siyenelisa ukuzilamula thina ngokwethu siphakathi komuzi kodwa-ke ngendlela yokuthi kule mibandela eminingi eyenza abantu abaningi bathandabuze ukuthi kule
ukona okungenziwa iPollard njalo abanye abanye bakhona uthori mthambi kwesikhathi balelinye ibandla iloba bengabe bekungama certain political parties babe kukuthi mthambi kule indle kule manye ama political parties abasupportayo ngoba nxa ukuthi uphakathi lo organization efana lana leyo iorganization efana lo umlamlankuzi akufanelanga ukuthi ube kukuthi ulempawu ezidengiselayo ukuthi wena kulelinye side olithathayo once wabe the side olithathayo noma ufuna ukuthi ukhulume ngcono noma uyalincoma noma awulincomi ekugcineni sekuphela sokusenza ukuthi kube le commotion eningi kakhulu ngoba akusela umuntu osiza kulalela ngenxa yokuthi into oyabuyisikhuluma usutshengizele emgceke ukuthi wena wena usupporta abantu kazokubala lo muntu ethi nxa ethola abantu besilwa bebabili afika athi hayi ngiyalilamula kodwa ukulamula kwakhona uyabamba lo munye umuntu lo ambambe azambambele ezandla ukuthi kodwa lo induku zimnethe lapha ebusweni egcine sechayiwe kukanti nxa usuthi uyalamula ngela phakathi kwabantu ungabambi umuntu izandla kodwa ke uyenelise ukuthi kube uvule indlela eqondileyo ukuthi hayi bantu yekelani lokho elikwenzayo. I-political violence babunkomo into le ingabe kuthiwa kuyenzakala bekudingakala ukuthi ngitsho labo mabona kude abakwenze ukuthi kuhlale njalo nje kuphuma ama-advert abaholi begqugquzela ukuthi into le yayiphele ngoba eqinisweni i-politics ikhona kodwa i-politics always come and go nxa ibuya iphinde ihambe silamanye ama-politicians esiwaziyo abangaseko ngitsho laku-politics kathesi kodwa zibuze ukuthi nxa kuukuthi wena walwa lo makhelwane wakho wamgamula inyawo wambulala kathesi umuntu lo elalimlwela akaseko nje lakupolitical arena kodwa lina kathesi lisala lokho lisakhangelane lingabantu asiyeneliseni ukuthi nxa singabantu sihlukanise ubuntu sihlukanise le-politics i-politics abantu mahlayana abayitshele kuma-politicians nxa kufika ukuthi kule sikhathi bona into abavumela kiyo abahambe ku-ballot box behambe befaka kuqala lapho ababona ukuthi kufanele khona abangakukhethelwanga ngomunye umuntu njalo abangakufostelwanga ngomunye umuntu ukuthi bahambe bayivotela lapho kuza kwenza ukuthi abantu babe bayehlise amaphaphu ngoba akufanele ukuthi ngabe kathesi sithi sikhangelane lesimo sokuthi kuyo kukhetho kube kuthi kathesi abantu sebephakasa amaphaphu ukuthi abantu sesicoga ukuthi hayi sekuqasa ukufiwa akusela muntu othemba omunye kanti and nxa sithi siyakhangelana kathesi ivale.
Oh, solo kamukile njalo ucingo luka babuduve lapho kodwa ungasenani ubesa khuluma ke ngodaba lodlakela silethemba uza phanga phenduke emsakazweni ubabuduve ndizokele kwa muri prof as we wrap up the show. We have about 7 minutes remaining on the clock. Let's end the show with bread and butter issues. Life has become unbearable in Zimbabwe. Things are very expensive. What's the end game, really?
Yeah, I think we have I think it's a very sad state of affairs in Zimbabwe. You know, life has become unbearable. I was saying to somebody, the biggest opposition to the current ruling party and to the current government is the economy more than anything else. Because if you look at it, even if somebody wanted to support ZANU-PF, let's take it that way. How do you continue to support a government that you know makes you live a miserable life? I mean, look at the salaries of civil servants, for example. I saw the list that came out of how much people were earning from teachers to those in police, those in army, and so forth. Those are miserable, you know, salaries, and I think. These public servants are not happy at all. And remember, they are not alone because they support others in the rural areas. And you know, so it's a sad state of affairs. That's why you then find government resorting to the use of violence because it knows that it has failed to deal with bread and butter issues. You know, that affect the common men in the street. If they had managed to ensure that life in Zimbabwe is good I don't think they would have as much sleepless nights, and they've had to employ unorthodox tactics such as the use of violence to remain in power.
Let me bring in Ubabu Dube, Use Pendugile. Mr. Dube, talking about the unbearable economic situation in Zimbabwe. Every week, the Zimbabwean dollar is being devalued by the government on the official exchange rate. Again, on the parallel market, I think the rate is between 500 and 700 to the US dollar. On the official market, I think it's 335, 38 thereabout. That simply means prices are constantly going up. Have we reached a point of no return in this economic situation?
I think currently the situation that we're facing right now, it's a kind of a dire situation in Zimbabwe regarding as far as economical meltdown is concerned. For us as Zimbabweans, the main problem is we are consumers. We are not producing anything that will really which could be the backbone of our currency. Because irregardless, we can print millions and millions. We can print a lot of money, but that will never resolve anything that we are currently facing in Zimbabwe. So the crucial part of it is, to govern everything accordingly and to do things in a normal way. As long as we are not producing anything which could be exported or which could be, and we are not importing anything, that will continuously destroy our economy. Our economy to continue melting down.
Kwenziweni pho Dube, ngoba abanye bathi ngcono kulahle izindola, kusetshenziswa i-US dollar, uhulumende uthi ngeke idola leZimbabwe kalindawo. What's the best way forward? Kwenziwe?
Idola lelizwe lethu alindawo, siyavuma. But what is the problem ekhona, i-reality esiyikhangeleyo sonkeni ukuthi, irregardless, we can say we are very proud of our currency, siyafuna sibili ukuthi wonke umuntu abekwazi ukuthi i-currency ngeyethu. Kodwa-ke, still, izinto eziningi, even lu-government ngokwake, we have seen izinto zitshintsha ama-prices zisetshenziswa against US dollar. Ngoba even nxa siyakhangela ama-school fees kathesi, they are pegged ukuthi we can still pay ama-bonds. But it's bond equivalent to US dollar. So meaning which those prices actually fluctuate every time. It's not like a fixed price that you can say, swage a price this term, it will stay like that. There's a possibility that you can pay today, ERTGS compared to US dollar today is 1:500. Tomorrow that could change, and that could be tomorrow you have a 1:700. So meaning tomorrow now you have that's a different amount of money. And always which have the stability we are young into every sense you are have the proper budget every sense you are even a massive savings RTGS. So into a corner on a temporal basis, which let's put hold in Mali today. We know we are proud of it. As if again, whether we are adopting South African rent or we are adopting US dollar, then we can adopt that money until it's interest for the economy in Zimbabwe, everything is now stable. Then we can go back to our currency.
Prof. Tichivara Chirongwa, 45 seconds. Poito asei apa, tora asei re zimdola.
Ndinotendera navadhuve kuti pane zvisina kumira zvakanaka. Vanoita zveupfumi vanoti my fundamentals of economics are not right. Saka zvazviri kutoda kutombosiya zimdola, totombotora mari yekunze, ingava yekuAmerica, ingava yekusouth Africa, nekuti ine udzamu ine stability. Chombo ishandisa takaona 2013 from 2009 kusvika 2013 takaona zvakaitika paka adoptwa US dollar, zvinhu zvakambo stabilize. Tadii kungoita saizvozvo tichigadzisa zvinhu zvedu.
Mm-hmm. On that note, I'd like to thank our guest. That's my good friend, Mr. Difa Dube, a social and political analyst based in England, as well as Professor Ricky Munyarazi Mukonza, based in South Africa. Thank you so very much, gentlemen. We appreciate.
Thank you, Mr. Ngoma.
Siyabonga lati ubaba Dube lapho ilo baba uMukonza uprofessor bekukuhle ukuba lani kuhlelo bakwethu kwanga kwaka nakazwa chose kuba nemi mochirongwa chedu chanasi. Let's make another date next Friday here on Studio 7 Live Talk. Good night, Zimbabwe.